Well, first of all, I want to announce that we have been able to get that down to a 1.8% increase. So we've done even better than we had anticipated. So we did begin when we had all of our departments and all of our external agencies that we fund come in, and we went through all the initial budgets, and that did come back with a 5.5% increase, which really translates to about an $860,000 increase over our 2022 budget. So that was not acceptable, and so our new finance director, Lonnie Swenson, and I went to work and came up with some ideas of how we could reduce that budget down, reduce our budget so we could find that the savings. And so what we were able to do is essentially fund some capital projects that we had. We normally budget about $365,000 a year for capital projects, and over time we have accumulated some money in our designated fund for capital projects. So we decided that this year we are going to fund those capital projects out of our cash reserves. So in all honesty, we are using some cash reserves that's specified for capital projects that really is buying down our levy by about $250,000. And we also are using some of our ARPA funding to buy down that levy increase. So we have three temporary positions that are in our budget, and we have chosen to fund those temporary positions with ARPA dollars because the need for them is really related to ARPA. So we've needed to increase our staffing in our county attorney's office and in our probation department in order to really catch up with all of the cases that were delayed due to COVID. And so those are really the two primary things that we did, but I will say every single department went back to their budget and made cuts, and so every department came in at or below their 2022 budget.